It's not some architectural feature unique to Washington. The debt ceiling is a borrowing limit passed by Congress in 1917 to fund the war effort. Back then, the ceiling was just over $11 billion. Economist Richard Braun says the idea was to enforce discipline on government spending.
And it's really redundant when you have a budget. But ironically, it has turned out to be somewhat useful because it forces a debate occasionally about how much we're spending and how we're spending.
Until recently, Congress routinely approved higher limits. But that changed in 2011 when a Republican-led Congress stalled on extending the ceiling, resulting in the first ratings downgrade of U.S. debt. Today, the ceiling is $16.4 trillion, a limit the U.S. is likely to exceed by February.
I think it's beyond the human mind to be able to grasp numbers that big.
Just how big is the U.S. debt? It's easier to visualize if we start with $100. 100 of these makes 10,000. If we multiply that 10,000 by 100, now you have $1 million, enough to fit in a shopping bag. 100 million looks more impressive, shown here on top of a shipping pallet. Make that 10 pallets and you have $1 billion. But now it gets interesting. Multiply these 10 pallets 1,000 times and you have $1 trillion. One followed by 12 zeros. That's enough money to cover an entire soccer field 2 pallets high. So to imagine the size of the U.S. debt, simply multiply that double-stacked football field 16 times.
We owe money to everybody. Of course, foreigners have about 40% of our federal debt, non-Americans. The biggest single holder is the Chinese.
Japan also owns a sizable amount, as does Europe, along with private investors around the world. Many conservative politicians want to cut the debt sharply, and some say the debt limit should not be raised without more spending cuts. The Congressional Budget Office says the so-called fiscal cliff, automatic tax increases on January 1st, along with spending cuts mandated by Congress to force negotiations on the debt ceiling, would cut next year's deficit in half. But doing so all at once poses serious risks, says fiscal responsibility advocate Robert Bixby.
They've been pretty clear, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, that if we go over the fiscal cliff, their projection is that it would cause a recession. And I've seen private sector forecasts that are even more adamant.
Some in Congress would like to see a higher debt ceiling as part of negotiations. For now, many economists say avoiding the shock that would come from higher taxes and government cutbacks is far more critical to the world's largest economy. Experts say any missteps could have big ramifications domestically and abroad just when the global recovery appears to be losing momentum. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.